Mr. President, I rise today to ask for a yes vote on concurrence to Senate Bill 857. This is not a new piece of legislation by any means. It has been passed out of this chamber on two previous occasions. However, current events have clearly shown the need for us to move this bill to the governor's desk as quickly as possible. No one was even remotely aware of COVID-19 and the impact that it would have on our society when I first introduced this bill. That has definitely changed as this deadly virus has derailed our healthcare system. The basic healthcare services that we previously took for granted are now out of reach. Most primary care offices are closed to walk-in traffic. Elective procedures are indefinitely postponed. In this new reality, many people with chronic diseases simply cannot receive the medical care and guidance that they need. If we take nothing else away from this pandemic, we now fully understand the critical need for telemedicine. This time, when a statewide stay-at-home order is in place, telemedicine is vital for patients who suffer from chronic illnesses and for families who live in rural areas where they would have to travel great distances to receive medical care. COVID-19 has changed the landscape for medicine in Pennsylvania, and so we need to make this option available for all Pennsylvanians. There are some healthcare systems in Pennsylvania that have internal telemedicine services in place. They have proven that is efficient and cost effective. My bill, Senate Bill 857, simply opens up the practice statewide. This bill is about building the infrastructure for telemedicine. It is about establishing who gets paid for what and how to affordably increase the access to health care. Senate Bill 857 specifically defines telemedicine as the delivery of health care services provided through telecommunications technology to a patient by a healthcare practitioner who is at a different location. It establishes guidelines regarding who can provide telemedicine services and provides clarity regarding insurance company reimbursement for these services. Well, Senate Bill 857 makes substantial changes in healthcare industry. Physicians and other healthcare practitioners delivering telemedicine services would still be required to follow standard state licensure and medical practice laws and requirements in Pennsylvania. In closing, Mr. President, I recognize that some members in the chamber have concerns about some of the particular provisions of this amended bill. A number of those members argued passionately just last week about the need to ensure all actions by the state are made in the interest of protecting lives and ensuring the safety of our citizens. Senate Bill 857, as it is presented today, does just that. It will ensure the safety and well-being of our citizens, and it will save lives.